This month, we're launching a new series about the biggest public works project in Seattle that you will never get to vote on. The Washington State Convention Center in downtown Seattle wants to expand. It's using nearly $2 billion in hotel taxes to do that. The plan is to build on top of the current Metro bus station off of I-5. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports on the reasons behind the expansion.
Some days, the Washington State Convention Center in downtown Seattle buzzes with life, like a recent Microsoft conference with a live band.
REST APIs are architected as microservices.
And a whole lot of jargon. But a lot of days, quiet. That's one reason some people say Seattle needs another convention center building with more space. Sound confusing? Here's the rationale.
When a big convention comes, there are a number of people that come to Seattle. They fill the hotels, they fill the restaurants, etc.
Developer Matt Griffin manages the proposed expansion.
And then it takes a day to dismantle the convention and 2 or 3 days to set up for the next one.
So having one more facility would compensate.
And if you had two conventions, but they were off by half a wavelength, so when one was using the facility, another one was basically setting up.
Getting in full swing while the other one was tearing down, Griffin says. Then the demand downtown would be more consistent, and more conventions could come to town. But critics say they've heard that before.
Okay, so we're between Pike and Pine on
8th.
With me is David Dahl, a local architect and critic of the project. We're on a dark, noisy street under a concrete ceiling, like a tunnel. The convention center has expanded twice before, once on top of this covered street. Below it, 8th Avenue was touted as a great new pedestrian area, he says.
In reality, it's kind of a pass-through, throwaway space that no one's really using.
Meanwhile, more space didn't lead to more convention goers, Dahl says.
They've not shown any increase in the number of people coming to the convention center.
And Seattle's other needs are never too far away. Down the street are homeless tents and men with cardboard signs. Later, around the corner, I pass by a woman shooting up in a doorwell. Dahl says that's tragic.
To see a project like the convention center where there's kind of a huge, huge amount of cash that's available to them for a project that is essentially designed to benefit people who don't even live in our city.
Well, I don't think there's much validity in several parts of that statement.
Frank Finneran is the board chairman of the Washington State Convention Center.
The convention center benefits the community as a consequence of the people who don't live in our community coming here and spending money and leaving it here.
Finneran has so much involvement in the convention center, there's a plaque with his face on it in the lobby. Before the interview, I checked the center's attendance numbers by looking at its own annual reports over 20 years. It turns out attendance does not look like it's going up. If anything, the numbers hover around the same point each year, around 400,000 people. Meanwhile, the space has more than doubled in size. I showed Finneran those numbers.
The problem with a protracted look at our numbers is that the methods and techniques for arriving at these numbers has changed about 4 times over that period of time. So the source of the information is a little bit different from period to period.
But the convention center doesn't have any data it finds more accurate. Finneran says all he can say is the building is full. Some days you might not get that impression, though. Like recently, when this was among the loudest things around. The escalators. Event bookers shared their calendars with me going back to 2012. I found on average 40% of the days don't have big conventions going on. 40%. Especially big swaths in the winter. Instead, there are smaller luncheons and auctions, and those big conventions setting up or tearing down. Finneran says vacancy is a part of the business.
Doesn't work if you don't have the vacant space. If you can't set the meeting up, you can't conduct it. So it's a cost of doing business.
The new building will be the same way, but it will be even bigger. The exhibition hall is large enough for 2.5 football fields, and it won't be cheap. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.